Welcome to All Wine Aside.
Woo!
Episode four. Four?
Four.
Four. The Christmas episode. Hooray!
Yay!
I'm Charlie. We have here Brooke.
Hi. Oh,
she's so awkward when she says
and
that.
And I'm slow.
I'm so awkward. I'm just awkward in general.
You're like waiting for like the
because
cue.
I didn't know if I was supposed to say anything.
You are. You're always supposed to think. Okay. Say whatever you want. So Brooke, hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. And Sloane, well, yeah. You screamed it out loud.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the opposite.
That's the opposite. So we want to talk about a few things this week, including Christmas parties and how people fuck them up. Yay. So you guys want to get started?
Yes. Yeah.
Chin chin. Yeah, we didn't even start drinking.
It was a rough week.
Oh, speak for yourself.
You know that I went grocery shopping and I ended up buying two bottles of wine and a six pack of beer. I felt like an alcoholic.
You still have them? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so you're not an alcoholic then.
No,
they didn't make it to the next day.
I would have been done already. Yeah.
No, I'm not that much of an alcoholic. But I felt like one. It was terrible.
You're an adult.
You fuck like one?
What?
You fuck like an alcoholic?
That means, like, actually, technically, maybe, because an alcoholic will just lie down and not want to have sex.
Passive.
So what did you say?
Felt.
I said I felt like one.
Okay.
No, that's terrible.
How is it to fuck like an alcoholic, guys? What do you think?
I'm telling you, just lie down, don't want to fuck at all.
You know, my parents are actually really worried that I'm an alcoholic right now.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say, you know that my parents really do fuck like alcoholics.
That would have been so wrong on so many levels.
I heard them through my wall.
And they smelled of booze.
That's terrible. What'd you say? Anyway, oh yeah, they think that you're an alcoholic now?
Because they don't have Facebook, but I have aunts and uncles that are pretty close to my family that do, and fuck every picture
that's
I post to me.
Yeah,
that's
like, the worst.
Party, and you know, I'm 30, and they're like, she thinks she's 20.
When is she gonna grow up?
And you know, I'm getting carded, like, seriously, everywhere I go now.
Nice!
Oh, lucky.
Well, see, I had this discussion, like, I don't mind in bars and stuff like that when people think I'm young, but because I'm a supervisor at my work, I feel like it kind of
undermines you.
Yeah, like my credibility. It's like I'm a stupid, like, fresh out of school student that's like doing marketing, and I love
marketing.
Yeah,
but it's okay. It's not like your work is carding you. Like, they don't see you necessarily.
No, but I always have to prove myself, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I find that a little bit annoying, but
I actually got also asked a few times what my age was this week and last week. So I felt very good about that.
In Costa Rica,
it happened three times where they actually really thought I was 19 and got offended when I just said I was 30.
They got offended.
Me, as in, like, you're making fun of me. How dare you lie to me?
Whip out your ID.
I had to show them my ID.
I'm not offending you. I just look really good for my age.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they're stealing your identity.
Yeah. Making photocopies in the back. Yeah. So 19. I was like, yes.
19. That's awesome.
Yeah. And in the cab the other night also. But I said, but I'm getting old now or something like that. And he's like, oh, no, you're not old at all. Apparently, my driver was Chinese again. It's like the only accent I can do. And I was like, you know, I'm 31. And he's like, turns on the light of his car while he's driving and looks at me through the mirror.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he's like, no. And I'm like,
awesome.
Thank you. I agree. But it's true. I'm old.
I actually have a funny story about getting carded.
Yes, well, tell us your stories.
Not funny.
How about
it's embarrassing?
It's embarrassing.
A little bit. Okay, so do you want my carded story?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
So
they're the best.
I'm saying 5 years ago. It's not true. It happened last year. So last year I went into SAQ and I had like a big woolen toque on my head, and I got to the cash and I put my bottle down, and then I thought I heard the guy say, "Or pièce d'identité, s'il vous plaît." So I'm going through my wallet.
Oh, no.
And I'm going on and on about what a compliment it is to be carded when you're in your 30s, and like I kind of went on about this for a while and loud, and he's kind of giving me a funny look. So I hand over my driver's license, and he was like, "Oh no!" I said, like, "Desette and whatever." And I was like,
"He told you the price?"
Yeah, but my toucan's had a hard time hearing, so super embarrassed. And then behind me is like a 50-year-old lady. She was like, "Do you want my identity also? My ID also?"
Like, oh, that's terrible. I would have like...
And then I could never go back in the SAQ.
I would have went... I would have went back into the SAQ to buy more booze.
I was like, oh. Well, since you're not going to card me, I guess I'll get more.
Yeah, exactly.
I had like a... My dep at my corner, at the corner of my street, I always go. Like, I always go. They know my face now, but I guess it was a new girl. And I usually just go with like cash or like my debit card. I'm a girl and I really wanted beer because I'm an alcoholic, clearly.
Clearly you are.
And I really wanted beer, so I just grab a pack and put it there and I'm ready to pay. She's like, do you have ID? I'm like, I have to go back home to get my ID. And I felt like a teenager going like, it's home. It's at home.
I forgot
and,
it.
And she just looked at me and she's like,
like
shrugged her shoulders like, well, nothing I can do. So I actually went back home came back with my ID and she felt so bad when she saw that I was 30. She was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I guess you're doing your job. Yay.
You slut. Damn you. It's like, now give me free beer.
Seriously.
We didn't see each other in a long time.
We haven't. And I still only have like one story. And it like just happened. I was like, thank God something happened. So something to talk about.
Go.
And it's not even that funny. It just actually has to do with wine. So I thought it'd be really interesting to talk about.
That's awesome. We like wine.
Right? We love wine. So I went to a bring your own
wine.
Hey,
wait.
Yes.
Sloan, how about you tell us about...
The wine?
How about you... We totally connected. I saw you. I was like, this is the time.
That was a very nice connection there. Hey, Sloan, how about you tell us about the wine we're drinking this week?
So the first wine that we're drinking is from the Fetzer house, I guess. It's the Earth Friendly Winery.
Earth Friendly?
The Earth Friendly Winery.
Oh, it's a
green
wine.
Yeah, which is cute, right?
And the bottle's green.
Well, it's just kind of. A white wine bottle.
No, but it's all green.
Oh, okay, okay. Green. The color, yeah, sure.
Right.
And it's Valley Oaks. So it's a California wine, 2013.
It's quite delicious.
And that's that. And the house was established in 1968, so awesome. That's that.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, at all.
Because it's funny how we just... Wine? Let's go get the second wine so that we could tell our people. Yeah. It was funny how like we connected, like, hey, we forgot about that segment. Shut up, Brooke. We will talk about our wine.
We totally got it. I was like reaching for it before you turned around.
That's funny. So here's the second wine.
Oh,
that was loud.
Sorry. There's actually a very specific reason why I bought this wine, too.
Well, it's good there's no pink label for cancer, so we're not going to get into this time. It's a Chardonnay, Domaine de la Ragotière, Val de Loire, Indication Géographique Protégée. So there you go.
I'm sure that's not part of the title.
There's like so much stuff written on there.
Hey, you know that Porto Vino followed us on Twitter this week?
No way! I saw that, I know!
How fun would that be? So Porto Vino, if you're listening to us, feel free to sponsor. Because we like you.
There.
We like your restaurant and we like wine. It's a perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you can tell us your story about wine.
Went to a bring your own wine this weekend.
Was it Porto Vino?
It was not Porto Vino.
Maybe it should be.
It should be. Oh, can we just say it's Porto Vino? So Porto Vino responds. So we went to Porto Vino this weekend.
Oh my God, what a coincidence!
It was two of my friends' birth, and it was a
wait, which friend? Why wasn't I there? How dare you?
No, it's friends from work.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
This is going to be a rough one.
I know. Apparently, I'm getting drunk already after two sips.
Did you drink before we got here?
Maybe.
Okay. So we went to...
See, the two bottles and the pack of beer.
It's actually gone. That's why she couldn't actually show us.
That's right. They don't exist. Okay, so your work friends.
Bring your own wine. So we went to a bring your own wine.
Okay.
I said that four times. and it was two of my friends' birthdays, and one of them was her 30th birthday. So
they're celebrating together.
Yes, their birthday actually falls on the same day, which was not Saturday, but we just celebrated together Saturday.
Okay.
And the girl that was her 30th birthday had gotten two bottles of wine as gifts from clients.
Okay.
So she brought them to this bring your own wine. And one of these bottles she'd gotten last year, and it's a really, really good bottle of wine. It actually, her client told her, goes for about $150. He has his own cellar, so it's like a really expensive bottle of wine. So she saved it for her 30th birthday specifically for this. And the other bottle of wine she had is from another one of her clients who knows wine very well, knew that this was in a line of wines that this girl, this friend of mine, liked a lot. And this was apparently at the top of this line of wine. And
line as in company or like Chardonnay?
I guess,
or whatever?
Like, no, like I guess kind of like the company.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know if like, you know, like Gallo, because I don't know any other types of wine. Like Gallo.
Gallo,
like a wine.
1996.
Like, this is a good Gallo, okay?
Fuck.
It's not Gallo. It's a lot better than Gallo. But like, I don't know what else to compare it to because I don't know why.
I'm sure there's a good year of Gallo. Come on.
Or maybe there has been at one point.
Are you kidding me? No, that's like... fucking sweet wine for 20-year-olds. There's no...
I drink Gallo all the time.
I do too.
This line of wine, apparently they started about $40. So my friend of mine was like, I'm pretty sure this bottle probably goes for like at least $60, $70. So we were like really excited. Like we have like over $200 worth of wine we're drinking. Like that's not some fancy shit. So
but we've two been, bottles.
Sorry?
But two bottles.
Which, well, right? Well, we had other stuff too. But these two bottles we felt were really special because they came from like people who really know wine. And like how often do you drink? How often do you drink a $150 bottle of wine? How often do you drink a $70 bottle of wine?
Right.
I don't know about you. That Chardonnay was $15.
I think mine was $8 on special.
There we go. So
Sloan is very disappointed in me, this podcast. Love me, Sloan.
I love you.
Okay, go.
Okay. During the supper, we're drinking this wine. We're down to like the last third of the second bottle. And we decide to look up these wines online on our phones. Because apparently, I guess our conversation got to that.
Okay.
The one that was $150 we looked up and actually averaged for about $160, $170 online. So we're like, that's so cool. Then we look up the other bottle that we figured goes for about $60, $70. And that one online averaged for $400. So we drank $600 worth of wine that night. There was actually two people online selling it for $420.
You could have sold the bottle.
I know, but we'd already drank it at this point. So there's kind of like this part of like guilt almost for drinking this wine. You're like, you could have sold this.
Yeah, or you could have enjoyed it more.
No, to be honest, it was delicious wine. It was really, really good wine. But,
oh my God, $600? I know.
I have a story similar to this, related to wine. On my birthday, when I turned 30 this summer, the president of our company gave us a bottle of wine. I feel like I've said the story already.
I've never heard this.
I think you've told me but not our audience.
No. And then he gave it to me on my birthday. He was like, choose one of these bottles. He gets like bottles all the time. He pretty much just re-gifting. Right. Wine. But I was like, I'll take it. So I just took the one that I liked the design the most because I know shit all about wine. So I took a bottle. There was a friend from work who we decided to just have a drink together and drink that bottle of wine. As I was drinking it, the guy that I had a crush on started texting me that night. And I was like, okay, like, let's just talk and like whatever later. I'm just gonna go to this guy's place, and we ended up chugging our glasses and being like, okay, let's just go, woohoo,
get out of here.
Yeah. And I went and had sex and it was wonderful. 3 days later, I go on the SAQ to see how much this bottle was worth. It was $130. I chugged the glass of my $130 bottle of wine. I was pretty depressed. I was like, oh man, my dad would not be proud right now. Okay, I'm done.
That never happened to me. What happened to you this week?
Okay.
Or the week before, since we didn't see each other 3 weeks.
Okay, so let's start first thing. So Thursday, I had like a big meeting at work, and it's like the management meeting, and I'm kind of like l'imposteur dans la salle because I'm so young, but I'm the only one for marketing, really, so I'm there.
Why were you there if you're the only one that's in marketing? You were the representative?
I'm supervisor. Yeah. So I'm there to explain like what's coming up and the projects we're working on to like the sales rep and operations and finance, whatever, the whole company. On my way there, you know how clumsy I am in real life. So on my way there, I share a cab with a friend, and
you fell off the cab.
No, I didn't get a chance to get in the cab, and I fell, and I slid, and I ripped my tights, and I was like, "Oh fuck, Christ's sake!" Like I'm gonna have to do a presentation in front of all the most important people of my company with ripped tights, you know? But I was in the afternoon, so I figured, you know what? If I'm lucky, take 15 minutes at lunch. Go buy a new pair of tights. Lunchtime comes around. Let's just skip lunch. Let's just go through. Let's just go through. No. And I'm like, oh man, that was my out. Come on. So in the end, I just ended up glued to the first table up front.
So nobody that people wouldn't see.
No. And then I'm like, man, I pull through. This is awesome. My knee is killing me. Like it's all, I can see like it's bloody and whatever underneath, like in the holes of my tight. And I'm like, oh, fuck my life. Anyways. And it's the same day of the Christmas party. So I have to go home between the management meeting and the Christmas party. And on my way home, I fell again on my other knee. I ripped my tights. I had my two knees were ripped.
That's a sign that you shouldn't go to your Christmas party.
Can I just say, though, that everything happens for a reason. Good thing you are able... Oh my God, that's a horrible bruise.
Oh my God.
But I have bruises everywhere and my knees. You should see my knees. It's horrible. I can also post a picture because I took a picture. It's so bloody. I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Wouldn't you be even more upset if at lunchtime you went and bought new tights and then you ripped your new tights?
Again?
At least you ripped your already ripped tights.
Yeah, that's true.
We're looking at the positive.
And I fell in a huge puddle and I was just like, can I just fucking get home? And I had like my bangs were like in my forehead. I felt like that was a disgusting.
Good sound effect. That was awesome.
And now, you know, you get home looking your worst and you're like, I just hope I can like fix this to go to the Christmas party and look decent, you know?
It's amazing.
And I did. It worked out
fine. Okay. Yeah. Didn't you make out with somebody at Christmas party or something?
I wanted to, but that didn't happen.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Brooke is very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. It was a 24-hour of tremblant.
Right. We spoke about it last time.
Yeah, because we were raising the money for that event, but now the actual event
happened.
Occurred, yes. It's funny because it's all people from work and it brings everybody together and it's like, it's a really nice event for that. But then everybody gets drunk and then there's drama and then shit happens. But there are fucking...
Not literally.
Fucking close, okay?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay.
So first of all, we go
out, scared.
We go out on the Friday night, and like this is awesome. And then they're like celebrities. I made out with a celebrity, sort of.
Which celebrity?
Do we know them?
I don't want to say because that person is apparently getting married.
Oh my gosh!
So
you have to tell us after like we stop recording.
Yeah, yeah.
To know now.
But anyways, made out with a celebrity, and anyway, it just gets really, really crazy. And then the Friday night is the night that everybody gets drunk, and then the Saturday is the actual start of the event until Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
I went to bed at 7 o'clock
in the morning.
45 minutes. Thank you. And that was it. And then I was up again. And then I had my niece's birthday that night. It was awful. I was like, I was at a ghost, and my parents were like, "Jesus Christ, try to be in shape next time we see you." I'm like, "Fuck off."
Was this a fundraiser on top of it?
Yeah. Well, we raise money for this, and then you participate in the event, and we raised like $40,000, which is pretty good. Like the company, and then I ran 10K and whatever. But the Friday night,
you're moving a lot, and you're tapping, and you're fucking hitting shit. It's fine. I don't think we hear it. It's just funny to see you go. You're like hitting wires and hitting tables and clapping. You're like, fuck this. This is fucking awesome.
Pens are flying.
Pens are flying. That went straight up your head, eh?
Seriously. That was like a drumstick or something.
Oh, right over your head.
Oh, it's Tiller.
My dog.
Okay. But anyway, so the Friday night when everybody is like drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I have my makeout session and then I go in.
With a celebrity. Right?
Or the other one. Doesn't matter. And then I get home.
Made out with
I made out with two people that night.
Okay. We're not surprised. Go.
A celebrity and a not celebrity. Oh my god.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
Anyway, one that I didn't enjoy and one that I really enjoyed.
You won't know which.
I kind of want to know which.
No.
Whoa, we teamed up.
So, yeah.
That was so timed.
Again.
No.
No. We have a special connection. Apparently. Okay, go.
Our stars are aligned tonight. Okay, so I go in and it's like 4:30 in the morning and I'm telling this guy like my night and
right.
He's like, yeah, I saw that or I didn't see that or whatever. So then we're talking.
Can you say that again? What happened?
Saw or didn't see what?
Saw what? We didn't even finish our bottle of wine yet. Okay, go ahead. What?
We were a big bunch together, so I'm like, oh my god, okay. Did you see that? And he's like, oh yeah, I saw you make out with the celebrity. That's okay, funny. Ha ha ha. I'm like, oh, and this happened. He's like, oh, I didn't see that. And we're just talking about shit.
Okay.
So then we're like, okay, we go to bed. And that's my gay friend. We cuddle. I'm like, oh my god, I haven't cuddled with anybody in like 8 months. This is awesome. And then at 5:30, in the morning, we slept like 2 hours that night. It was horrible. Knocks on our door. And this is what happened. There was another guy that was with us mm-hmm. who works in our company who was supposed to be a volunteer that day. And he was. But he got really... You know how these people get...
Stupid,
I get wasted, but I'm never an idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm never an idiot. Like, I'll say stupid shit, but like, I'll fall asleep anywhere. And that will be pretty much the end of it. But there are people who get drunk and are like out of control. This is one of the guys. He got home, started puking. Well, in the condo, started puking everywhere.
Oh, no.
For one thing. And then he started pissing everywhere.
Oh, my God.
In his sleep?
No. Oh. In the bathroom. Like, le gars?
Because I know a friend that pisses in his sleep when he's too drunk. And he pisses where he thinks
is the bathroom.
Like, oh when he thinks his house. He follows the path of his house and pisses wherever that happens to be. And most of the time when you're somewhere else, it's not that's the bathroom.
It's that's a drawer.
Funny. He peed on one of our friends once. Go.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible. Go.
So anyway, he was in the same room as another volunteer, another guy, and two girls that were running. And those two girls are intern. Like, they don't even get paid at work. Okay. They're just interns, and they...
I'm surprised they got invited.
Well, they wanted to participate, and whoever wants to participate, we pay for everybody. All right. And they had their toothbrush on the counter, and
I would have participated.
And they had their toothbrushes on the counter, and he just... pissed all over.
So gross.
Gross.
So then we got woken up by the other guy because apparently once he was done vomiting and pissing all over the fucking bathroom, he decided he wanted to cuddle too. And he cuddled the other guy. No. And the other guy was like, ah, what are you doing? So the other guy came to our room because we were like the headquarters. He came to our room and he was like, well, this shit went down. So what are we doing now? And we're like, holy fucking shit. Like, are we really dealing with this morning? It was horrible. And then the next morning, the actual guy, he was like, bah, 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 bah. Like, who cares? I pissed. You whatever. Know what?
I think that's an alcoholic. People that do that in the middle of the night and wake up the next morning, like...
nothing happened.
I think that's an alcoholic.
Seriously, I would have, like, quit my job.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, thank you.
That's crazy. That's actually a really good segue to what our subject is.
One last thing. During that event, we were, like, partying, and there's, like, on top of the mountain, there's, like, a party. And you guys know Hugo Gérard? He's, like, Monsieur Musk, like, crazy.
Sounds familiar, but I have no idea. No.
And he's, like, the face of BMI, I think, now. He, like, does all the commercials and whatever. He was there. And a friend of mine was like, let's ask him to lift us, like, one in each arm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then he looked at me, I'll do it. And I was like, okay. And then he just, like, lifted us, like, fucking
feathers.
Incredible. One in each arm. I was like, oh, my God. I could actually post the picture. I'll block our faces out, but... it's pretty incredible. So that's it. Do you want to do the in the news?
No, how about I say my story?
Oh, shit! Charlie has done nothing this week.
I have done nothing. I have no stories. People ignore me.
No life.
I can go now?
Yeah.
So I really don't have anything that interesting. But,
well, fuck. You made such an issue about getting your son.
Oh, listen. So I just came back from Costa Rica.
That's exciting.
I know. Which is the reason why we didn't see each other in like... 15 million weeks.
Felt like 15 million.
So I hate traveling by myself because it's lonely. Like, you're stuck the entire week into an all-inclusive resort. C'est plate, là. Okay? Right. On s'entend? But you're there for work. You have no choice, whatever. So I was like, I created this theory and it actually works. If you fix it, your attention on someone, so someone that's slightly cute, you're like, create this thing in your head.
Oh, it kind of, you have like a fantasy.
Yeah. It goes by a lot faster. So anyways, so I got this crush on this one guy, right? So I was like, okay. He's cute. I like it. And I noticed that from the beginning, you know this story, Sloan, because slightly, but you don't know the rest.
I know.
But wait, maybe not.
Because
is this guy Costa Rican?
He's not Costa Rican. He was a guest at the wedding I was attending.
Okay.
And very good looking. But of course, he had the sweetest girlfriend in the world. In my life.
Cheers to
but
that.
I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't even want to do anything because that would be awkward if you sleep with a guy that... happens to be involved with your work. That's kind of awkward anyway, so it's not like I would do anything. But he was there, and it would make my time pass. I would get up in the morning and be like, hey, I can't wait to see him. What? Why are you looking at me like that, Sloan?
It's weird to sleep with someone that's involved with your work.
Yeah.
So then I shouldn't sleep with anybody involved with my work.
No, but it's different.
No one involved with your work are like employees, but people involved in your work are like clients.
Clients.
It's different.
I see. Yeah. You know, like you don't want to sleep with a client or a client's friend. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, but it's fun to have that little like world in your head that just happens to
and
be
and you never
there.
Know.
After
you
never know. Whatever.
After the client is not a client anymore, you know?
Yeah, you know, whatever. But anyways, so I knew this was going to happen because he had like the cutest girlfriend, so. I was like, meh. But I noticed that every time I was around him, he would stare at me. I'd be like, oh, that's weird. I like it.
Not complaining.
Nothing complaining. So the weekend showed up, basically. We were leaving the next day. And he came up to me. And he said, hey, nice to meet you. I'm glad that you came with us this week, blah, blah. I'm really sad that we didn't talk this week. And I'm like,
oh,
it's happening. Like, fantasies are happening.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, what? So anyways, he's like, hey. And he's like, oh, I took a picture of you while you were shooting the wedding. And I'm like, oh, you should totally email it to me. I've seen this picture before. Somebody else gave it to me. But I was like, hey, email it to me so I know your fucking email. So anyway. So I can stalk you. No, I'm kidding. He sent me an email. And at the same time, while he's sending me an email, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity because I wanted to talk to you about something. But we didn't end up talking. For the purpose of this podcast, I emailed him today.
Saying,
hey, I was retouching some pictures, blah, blah, blah. I remember that you wanted to talk to me about something. Let me know, basically.
And did he write back?
No, he didn't write back yet. But this is how it would go in my head. Hey, Charlie. I'm a little embarrassed, but I remember you sipping coffee in Costa Rica and I fell in love with you.
I'm sure that's exactly how it's going to go.
That's exactly how it's going to go.
That's exactly how it's
going to
go.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to leave my girlfriend forever. Let's go live in Costa Rica for life.
I like what goes on in your head.
I know. I like it too. But yeah, that was my story.
A tad cheesy. A tad.
It's probably to set up an engagement shoot for his girlfriend.
I know. Yeah. In real life, it's probably going to be like, I plan to propose to my girlfriend. Please come take pictures. Yeah. And I'll be like, fuck you. But how cool would it be if you, like,
propose
you?
No. Okay. Oh my god. Here's my fantasy for you. Wait. Is that he contacts you to set up a proposal with his girlfriend and then turns it around and proposes.
For the me? Yeah, bitch. But wait, I don't have my own photographer.
Right. Somebody has to take pictures of this. I'll come along
just
and
give me a
happen.
Yeah. I'll be fine. I'll have you girls like in the bushes in the background. Like, I know this was gonna happen.
We're gonna take pictures.
And then when it actually doesn't go the way she wants, all we're gonna have is picture of his face, like
all blurry. Yeah. Blurry. Yeah. So, anyways, that's what happened to me. So, I'll let you guys know if ever he contacts me back.
Yeah, I want to know
what
he says. Yeah.
But hey, how cool would that be?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
For another story, fast, but it's not gonna be that fast. So, here's what happened to me. Very embarrassing. I accidentally said something like, I don't quite remember. I might have been drunk. Hey, yeah, whatever. It's like when, you know, how Asians have small penises. Wait. I turned around and there was an Asian there sitting.
Yeah, but they must get that all the time.
So, it was pretty embarrassing. I apologized to him. But personally, I don't think he was that shocked because doesn't everybody
say
that?
It's kind of a known stereotype. Yeah, it's kind of like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a known stereotype because there's a lot of Asians that have small penises.
But we don't know for sure. Well, it's like saying something like...
I slept with one and he had a fucking small dick. So.
Same to me. But
show me what's small,
see?
Though.
That's 2-on-2.
But wait, but it might not be true. Like, what is that?
Length? And what about thickness?
Oh, man.
Like, girth?
That makes a difference.
Tiny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does make a difference.
Girth. Yes, that's what it
thick,
is.
It would have been
short
fine.
Thick, it's okay, yeah.
But that was I'm trying to calculate, but apparently the wine is getting the best of me. What is this? 2.5 inches?
No, that looks like 3 inches.
Three inches.
Cut up some slack. That looks like 3 inches.
Okay, 3 inches. So, but yeah.
Still small, though.
But it's a... Everybody knows, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
I felt
blacks
bad.
Have big dicks.
I kind of would have liked him to turn around and be like, so
that
funny.
Again.
That's hilarious.
And
you know,
didn't.
But he didn't. He was
what
very
was
shy
thing?
About it. He was very just like non-emotional about
but
it.
A lot of
so I apologize.
And a lot of Asians are really shy too, I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So chances are he was going to be shy about it.
I guess. But, you know, like, I would have turned around and been like, ha, let me pull down my pants and show you.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be awesome if you turned around and be like, oh yeah?
I would have loved that. That would have been so fun. Right on the table, bang.
You know what's funny? Talking about small dick. There's this guy.
Penis.
The D.
Let's talk about his small penis. So there's a guy who.
You're drawing a penis right now?
I was going to say, what are you doodling? I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. I'm drawing the roll before it unrolls. There's this guy. We don't work with him, but he's a photographer.
Oh, what's his name?
For like nightlife. And he's very short. He's
short.
Like
that's short.
5 feet tall.
That's short.
He's very
okay,
short.
That's pretty short. That's
a short, much shorter like, little than me. Body, you know. He's like tiny. And
is he like dwarf?
No.
You like don't want to say it.
What's the proper way to say that?
I think it's dwarf or no, little person. It's little person.
Little no, people. What's the proper like yeah. medical thing to say? It's
know.
Not little person.
I think it's dwarf. Isn't dwarfism?
I think it's dwarfism.
It is dwarf, yeah.
Okay, go.
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not a dwarf.
All that to say.
I don't know what the height is, but it's not 5 feet for a dwarf. Like, absolutely not.
It's like 3.
It doesn't only have to do with height, because I used to work with this guy who was like short enough to be a dwarf, but he said that he's like been tested and there's tests you do and he doesn't have dwarfism. He's just really, really short. And he was like 4'10". They were like 4'9 or something. And he was a fully grown adult. And I remember him saying that, like, it doesn't only have to do with height. Like, you need certain genes or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
But they have, like, shorter arms.
Usually
they have,
like a disproportion. Exactly.
Wow.
That was a connection.
Yeah.
That was in sync. I'm jealous. Okay. So, yes, but about their dwarf.
And I was having a conversation with, I don't even remember who, and I was like, is this guy having sex, you think? And I don't think he is. And then I was like, can you imagine? He's like really tiny, but he has like the biggest dick. Just like,
that's his disproportion.
He would tip over. No, but I think just because you're short doesn't mean you're not having sex, because there's some girls that are really, really incredibly short. Like my sister-in-law is 4'10 or something.
Yeah, but they're not necessarily into short guys though. They also like
tallish
guys.
Yeah, but you're into like, let's say, my brother's like 5'7, 5'8 maybe.
It's not really
okay,
that
so that's
short.
Okay. It's yeah. not that tall. No,
but like, let's say for you, Sloan, you're into like 6'2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I hate that. Like, it's so tall because I'm 5'3.
It's really like, intimidating.
Yeah. I'm like, max 5'7, 5'8, or else you're way, way too tall for
what?
Me. Yeah, man. I don't want to be fucking on the step stool to make out with him. What the fuck?
That we can like grab you and throw you around and shit.
Oh, well, maybe I'll be into that. But
Tom's like 5'10. That's like perfect. I'm 5'3. That's perfect. Like, 7
you're
inches.
Three, you're my size?
I'm like 5'3 and a half, yeah.
Oh gosh, I feel so tall right now.
How tall are you?
You're 5'7.
See, I wish I was 5'7.
No, you don't. After this podcast is over, we have to measure, because I don't think you're as tall.
I am.
You're short as me.
I'm 5'3 and a half, I promise you. Everyone always thinks I'm taller. For some reason, we'll go back to back. I'm not that tall. I must be like proportioned in a way that makes me look taller, because I'm not.
So, in the news?
Okay, I'm gonna go open the wine while you do in the news. Okay.
So, in the news, what is this in the news thing that you just came up with?
What is the wine for?
The thing in the back. Yeah, there.
Because I used it recently.
It should be there. But I'm pretty sure it's in the drawer. It's the hardest thing to find. Let me find it.
I know, I find it every time.
How do we open the other one? It was twist cap?
Okay. I don't know why we all got up for that.
It was apparently a group effort.
We should... Wait, calm down. You're gonna wet my shit.
Wet your shit? Did I though?
No, you
exactly.
didn't.
Exactly.
Bitch.
So, Charlie.
And then Brooke will break her face.
I wish I had Google Glasses just now to take a picture for me.
Fix my hair.
Oh, God, that was beautiful. But anyway, there was publicity stunt done by, you guys know the game Cards Against Humanity?
I've played this before.
It's not that funny.
Really?
Everybody freaks out about playing this game.
Oh, man, it's because you haven't played it with me.
Maybe you're right.
We should play it on a podcast one day.
But,
But you know what's funny, actually? On the other podcast that I joined, well, I didn't join. We actually recorded the 100th episode, Christmas episode, so they played that, and I happened to be on it, and right after
100th episode?
I know.
That's fantastic.
I know. Wow. It's shit, great. Huh? Yeah, let's clap for him.
Yay! Let's hope we get to 100 episodes.
Yeah.
And in like 4 years.
And right after, we recorded an entire episode playing this game. It was some things were pretty funny, but I don't see how a listener would listen to it for an hour. But anyways,
doesn't matter.
Old school, listen, don't be mad at me. I'm sorry if I just said that. I owe you Chinese food. Okay, go.
Oh, I want Chinese food. Let's order food.
Okay, let's get back to... So, Cards Against Humanity did a publicity stunt for Black Friday.
Oh, God, okay. What'd they do?
They said, we have a bullshit box.
What is this?
And
I don't know, but I want to open it.
There are 30,000 people that bought the bullshit box.
30,000 people bought the bullshit box for how much?
$6.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'd weigh $6.
What's in the bullshit box?
Bullshit?
Shit.
Shit.
Real shit? Actual shit?
Yeah.
Who? Like animal, human?
Are you... Here's what it says. Are you one of the 30,000 thirsty rubes who were lucky enough to score the Cards Against Humanity bullshit box before it sold out on Black Friday? Congratulations. You are a reprehensible human being, and you got exactly what you deserve. The box is filled with bovine feces and...
What's bovine?
Sold like cow shit.
So actual bullshit.
Yeah. And sold as a promotional stunt for the favorite party game of naughty college junior everywhere. Finally shipped to legions of credulous fanboys last
week. I have just gained respect for this game that I've never played.
Me too.
That's amazing marketing.
That is amazing
marketing.
Amazing, I believe.
You know what would have been funnier? If the people paid $20 for it.
Mm.
I think $6 is fair, though, because...
I'd be $6,
I'd be like, they got me. But for $20, I'd be like, you fucker.
Yeah, you know, I probably would have been like, That's funny. That sucks. That's totally on me.
That's really funny, yeah.
Can you imagine buying opening that box and be like, what?
Was it like dried or fresh though? Like,
it's probably dry at this point.
So it probably didn't smell.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Story does not tell.
I don't know. If pure litter came on my door with a box that smelled like shit, I'd probably be...
I don't give a shit. If pure litter comes to my door, I'm excited.
If any listeners out there actually bought the bullshit box, please let us know if it was fresh or dry.
If there's one of the 30,000 buyers that are listening to our podcast, I will feel pretty special.
Actually, you should hashtag bullshit box.
Bullshit box. Totally. Listen to this podcast, bullshit box. Okay. So, hey, how about we talk about, since we've been talking about for an hour, holy shit, that's a really long time.
We like to talk a lot.
Yeah, we do like to talk way too much.
It's because it's been 3 weeks.
That's, I know, we had so much to say. Maybe this episode will go a little longer. The
topic of
the week was Christmas parties.
Woo!
Because Christmas, believe it or not, is in a week-ish.
It's in 10 days.
10 days.
Oh, so, my God.
I know. We just broke Brooke's spirit.
10 days?
10 days, man. I know. I'm not in a Christmas spirit at all.
Oh, no, me neither. I bought all but one gift.
So, okay, but you guys don't have to play Santa.
You're right.
Do you know how much pressure that is to play Santa?
Man, I chose not to have children, not to have to play Santa.
Hey, there's still
time. I was on the pill. I didn't choose. I'm joking. Best thing that ever happened to me.
We cough.
Just hold that out.
Slow, look at it slow.
What's happening? I missed the part.
She's saying that she was not on the pill. She totally planned her birth.
And I'd never been happier in my life.
That's right.
Well, cheers to you.
Lies. Okay, so anyways, no, she's fantastic. We love her.
We do.
Can I just say that I'm looking for a date to bring home on Christmas?
How about I'm looking for a date for a wedding? But yes, I know.
Why don't you each other's dates?
No, we tried that already. It's not going to work.
I would like you at the wedding.
Wedding, because I'm in Ireland.
Right.
But she did ask me to be her date at her family
party.
Christmas party.
And she was like,
why
no,
not?
Never mind.
And I said no.
Why not?
Because I have enough bullshit in my own family.
If I was single and have a child, I'd be like anyone's date. And
so,
okay. Sloan and I are seeing
listeners,
each other.
I'm available. Well, no. You know what? No, my vagina is closed.
A spot. What
there is this since October. I'm keeping myself.
Oh,
yes. Last weekend, nothing went into my vagina because
She's only made out.
No. He came over. There was shit happened, but like nothing went in because I was in my period.
Oh, right. I was going to say, I thought that you slept some.
So it's nature's fault, not yours.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm really happy it didn't happen.
Okay. So, yeah, Sloane has a spot available to become her date on their family Christmas party. If anybody's in mail.
And New Year's Eve, Charlie is open to a date.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have a wedding on December 31st, and I'm looking for a date.
And I have a Christmas party on the 24th, and I'm looking for a date.
Wow, we're so
and
sad.
And it's just... No, but it's just so that I have someone to be like, this is my family, and... I know it sucks, but hey.
Is it in Huntington?
Humor me. Of course it's in Huntington.
How are you getting there?
Per date.
How are you getting back? That's the best part,
I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out there.
Are you getting back or are you just sleeping there?
I'm getting back because, I'm sleeping there on the 24th, but I'm having a party on the 25th in my place. And you know what? If you're lucky enough to accompany me on the 24th, you are welcome to my own private party with friends on the 25th.
It's like you're telling me, but I'm already invited.
I know.
So how about we talk about this week's topic, eh? Because, eh? That was so Canadian of me.
Eh?
So I want to talk about Christmas parties because even though I'm self-employed and I do not have Christmas parties anymore, really.
I'm excited. Extra excited that it's in January because we can celebrate the holidays being over.
Yeah, woo-hoo, that's true.
It's done.
Yeah, but we don't have normal Christmas parties with a lot of people where shit can just happen.
Well, I do.
So you do.
I know, yeah. I'm the only one that does.
Either, yeah.
But there's a lot of people. Every time Christmas comes along, I always hear people saying shit like, Christmas party is next week, whatever, and let's hope nothing happens.
Right.
So, because people act stupid during Christmas parties. I'm not sure why.
Alcohol, that's why. What do you mean
it's
you're not
alcohol.
Sure why?
Yeah, you're right. It's
alcohol.
That's
100%.
Why. Seriously.
So I found this list that says 10 ways to avoid an office party disaster.
Oh,
oh please.
It's funny, though.
Okay. Don't make out with anyone. It's probably number one.
Maybe. Number 10 is don't resign.
What?
Things could be a little awkward after vacation when you're back at work and thinking clearly.
Oh,
number
please.
Nine. Limit alcohol intake.
Yeah, that does not apply to us. We have bar open.
Bar open.
You don't want to tap out at 10:30 and end up with an unforgiving nickname.
Yeah, sure. Don't be an idiot and piss everywhere like we've heard before. But have fun. Fuck, let loose.
Let's keep going down the list. Number 8. Dress appropriately. Don't do something silly like wear an ugly sweater or themed pajamas.
Why not?
Depends.
Yeah, I'm so like for wearing ugly sweater.
But it also depends on your Christmas party and your Christmas team.
This is like, office. Think about a corporate office Christmas party. Number 7, eat dinner, especially if you plan on drinking. Hello, food. Yeah, okay, hashtag nom nom nom. Number 6, don't make a speech.
Oh man, I made a speech. Singing, on the ladder.
Singing a Christmas song or making a speech for the duration of the gift exchange is also not a good idea.
Yeah, but it depends. What if you're, like, really funny and you're the character of the office and they want you to say stuff?
You might think you're funny, but maybe not. Maybe it's not true. You know, like, other people... A lot of people think they're funny and they're not actually.
Oh, no. But I mean, not if you think you're funny, but if someone tells you, can you make a speech at the show and you prepare something, like, fuck off.
No, if your plan, like, your job is to make a speech, yes. But don't, like, I've seen a lot of weddings where people just grab the mic and make a fucking speech. And you're like,
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Number 5, avoid chat talk. We're here for a good time, not for a long time.
What is that?
Don't talk about work.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah. I agree with that one. That's the first one I agree with.
Number 4, don't bring a former employee as your guest. They don't work with you. Yeah, they don't work with you anymore for a reason. Let's leave the awkward at home.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Number 3, don't tell your boss you love them.
Oh, I do that all the time, and she keeps on telling me she loves me, so we're good.
Unless you're married to them, it says. Like, love them.
Oh, love. No. I mean, my boss is a girl, but I'm like, when I, the first year, I told my boss, I was like, I really love working with you. Like, yeah, it's the best. No, and she's like, I love working with you. And
they mean
like,
love.
No.
So, number 2, don't flirt with coworkers and their significant others. This includes trying to convince your boss's wife to go skinny dipping.
Who does that? Come on.
It happens. And number 1, ensure you leave the party wearing your own clothes.
What?
That's number 1?
Good rule all year round. It's true, some people just lose their clothes during Christmas.
Your birthday, I lost shoes.
See, there you go.
I lose shoes a lot.
Oh, please.
So these are it. But this list is just to show you that, yes, a lot of Christmas party disasters happen. And it's funny.
It is.
It's funny. I mean, to me, it's like when I used to work at an office, it was awkward going back the next day and being like, hey, did you hear about so-and-so making out in the bathroom?
How is that so bad? It's just like gossiping. It's really not that bad.
But it could be awkward. Like, what if it was a mistake? What if that person was married? Yeah, but it happens.
Yeah, but in the long run, it's always funny. I feel. Well,
not if it breaks up a marriage, it's
well,
not.
Well, for No. But,
no,
I mean,
but between us three, yes, it's funny, but not a lot of people think like us.
Oh, no, but I mean, oh, shit, there's a hole in my shirt.
Oh, that's funny.
So, what, do you have any Christmas party disasters, Brooke?
Disasters? No, I have to say, I've spent the past few days trying to think of, like, funny or embarrassing Christmas stories. And it turns out my family's really awesome. And the only thing that was kind of funny was that because we do a lot of karaoke, every other year, the big Christmas falls on my mom. And when I mean big Christmas, I mean we're about like 45 people.
What's wow.
That falls on my mom.
But, well, it's because we're like, it's like a big supper. And we usually do karaoke. So when we had like the old house, we used to set up like cameras and stuff in the basement. So there would never
what?
Be like, yeah, so there would never be like a moment missed of the karaoke, right? Like even if nobody was actually sitting there recording, everything was recorded. And I remember one
That's
time.
A lot of pressure.
It is, but you kind of forget it's there because he kind of like sets it up like in the corner of the room, so you kind of forget it's there. So one year after everyone had gone, myself, a good friend of mine, and Tom had
your
been,
hubby,
right?
Whatever.
We've kind of been like we were waiting for everyone to leave so we could set up our air mattresses to go to sleep, and we're in the basement, and Tom kind of like grabbed one of the mic and like because we're alone, pretended he was like a rock star, like dramatically dropped the mic and walked away, but it was all recorded.
Oh yeah. No.
After like every Christmas dinner, my stepfather would like make like a video of the night, and he incorporated that into the video, and it was gold. Okay, because he really had no idea it was being recorded. It was That's amazing. Awesome.
Can we see this?
I'm going to try to get the footage. I'll talk to my stepfather this week and see if he can send me the footage and maybe.
Wait, when did these cameras actually stop recording? I'm worried now.
You know what? It might not have even happened until like the next day. I think kind of like everyone, because everyone's like been drinking and stuff. We all kind of just like pass out. That like the next day, people are probably like, we should probably stop recording, because it was all like done electric. Like,
imagine if you like catch somebody having sex.
Oh no! There was like. We were like six people sleeping in the living room.
Hey, you never know, man.
There was like, no.
Never know.
If you're drunk and everybody's sleeping around you.
Yeah, no.
My first ever boyfriend was sleeping in the same room as his stepbrother.
Family dinner, guys.
Wait, you never know. Had sex? No, I didn't. Are you fucking crazy?
He did by himself?
The...
Oh, the stepbrother
would often bring a girl home while we were sleeping in the next bed.
So you
what
heard?
Do you guys say? I heard everything.
It was
like several times?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, to the point where I had to tell him, like, dude, man, seriously, like, isn't that embarrassing for you? Like, the girl, first of all, the girl's a slut. Like, comes over to the house and is like, hey, your brother's sleeping in the next bed with his girlfriend.
Let's do it anyways.
But anyways, yeah, it would happen. So, wait, hey, who knows?
Hey, when nature calls, nature calls.
Ah.
Are we on, like, our Christmas
story? We are.
Yeah.
I have one more little story to tell, and it's not really even a funny or interesting story.
Why do we want to hear it then?
Boy!
You know what? Just shut the fuck up. Let's go to the next one.
Because I just want to share a moment that happened with me this past week that has to do with Christmas.
Oh, what happened?
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at to see what our schedule is.
Oh, we have a schedule? Okay, I'll make this quick.
No, it's fine.
So
just looking at the schedule.
Everyone know what an elf on the shelf is?
I'll fucking hate it.
What? You hate it because you don't have children. It's very exciting to have your child wake up in the morning and be like, where's the elf?
It's cool. I love the idea of elf on the shelf. I love the fact that the kids are excited and it's like it creates a bond with your child. That's cool. Mm. Don't fucking post it on Facebook.
Oh, I don't post
fuck
it on Facebook.
You. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't care.
Do you see me posting it on Facebook, though?
No,
do you see me posting it on Facebook? Exactly.
You don't.
So I'm allowed to share stories.
You definitely don't.
I don't.
But everybody
I know,
else
yeah. Can I just say that my mother, who does not have children living in the house, has an elf on the shelf, and her and her husband every night have like a competition, like somebody gets the elf first to move it, and it's a lot of fun.
But it's cool. No, but it's cool. Like, the idea is really
fun. The idea
really
is a lot of fun. And
but
a
social
say,
media gathering of around it is incredibly annoying when you don't care.
I like seeing the naughty elf on the shelves, though, because I have a child and I have to do it so clean. When I see the naughty ones, I'm like,
like the cocaine sniffing.
Right, the ones that are like shitting the Hershey Kisses and the cookies. Yeah. Like, those are funny. But it's my daughter the other day called us out on the elf on the shelf.
What?
Yeah, we're in the car on the way to school, and she goes, and I love it because it's just the three of us at home. I love when she calls us guys. So she goes, she's in the car, she goes, you know what I was thinking, guys? I love it when she does it all the time. She goes to the kitchen, she'll be like, hey, guys. So she's in the car, she goes, you know what I was thinking, guys? I said, what? She goes, I'm thinking you move the elf on the shelf, and she doesn't really fly by herself. So, of course, like, total panic sets in. So I'm like, is this the end of Santa Claus? Like, is this the end of the magic in our home? Like, she's only going to be seven.
She still believes in Santa Claus?
She does. And I was worried that, because I heard that once they start elementary school, there's a chance that kind of
magic. Well, because there's at least one kid that's going to say, like, you're stupid. This Santa Claus
And you know what?
Exist.
That has happened.
Destroyed all other kids' dreams.
You know what? That has happened. And my daughter, like, came home. She was like, you know what so and so said? Like, she so took it. I was like, she has no idea what she's talking about.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you go, girl. Yeah. Your character's
so
stronger. So when she said that to me, I was like, and I'm like looking at Tom, like, help me out here. Like, what do I say? So the first thing came to my head, I was like, you know what I think? She goes, what? I said, I think it's a lot of fun to believe in magic. And she didn't question it after that. And she kind of kept going along with it.
Oh, fun,
so
thank God.
I think in the back of her head, she's still kind of like, you guys might be moving this elf. But she's going along with it. And I have to say that's very mature for a 7-year-old. To kind of just go along with it to humor mom.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Think about it objectively for a second. Imagine if Santa Claus was real. Like, real, for real. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, he actually existed. Everybody has seen him at least once. It existed. How weird would that be?
I want to know where he gets his money from.
I think, no, it's like pure magic. Like, magic
pure
exists.
Magic?
Pure magic. Like,
he has like
at Christmas,
elves building toys.
Yeah, yeah. Like, at Christmas, you don't have to do anything. Santa Claus literally takes care of it. I think that in 2014, by now, America would have tried to murder him a couple times.
What?
For the industry. He's fucking killing the industry.
Oh my god. Okay, no, but I'm sorry. If Santa exists.
And that's why.
No? Yeah. Think about it objectively.
You're right.
I think that if Santa Claus actually existed for reals. For real.
For reals?
For reals. America would have tried to murder him.
You're thinking of it too black and white, though, because if Santa actually existed.
He'd be magical.
For reals. And so that means magic existed.
Yeah.
That changes they the would never whole find him. Fucking yeah. world.
It's only Santa's only magic, Santa.
And that's
like
where the
Jesus.
Line's drawn?
He's like genius.
Genius? He's sure. like Silenzio.
And he's like, why did genius and Silenzio go together there?
It's just kind of felt like plugging Silenzio in there.
Why we draw
no,
the line
let's say
Jesus?
Like, Santa Claus is the magic of the world. Let's say there's no other magic.
No, but okay, as a mother though, if Santa exists,
I say no.
No, that means the Tooth Fairy has to exist. The Easter Bunny has to exist.
No.
Hold on. The Easter
because
Bunny does not do shit.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
I actually have a funny story about the Easter Bunny I'll tell you this. It's absolutely
Santa Claus exists. I mean, like, it's different because he's the only one that actually, like, is consumer related. Everybody else does shit all. Like,
Amazon would have killed him a long time ago.
So I'm saying, what if Santa Claus actually existed? What do you think would happen in real life? Like, how do you think our life would be different?
Yeah, people would try to kill him.
I'd have a lot more money. Probably the government would be like, CIA.
But I'm not sure it would be government. I think it'd be like Walmart.
Doesn't it speak like tons about our planet though, and our world and our society? That probably. If there was a man out there that was so generous enough to spend so much money on everyone that we would have to kill him.
Yeah, no, pretty much. But pretty much because think about how it would affect our stores during Christmas time. Like, stores would have zero
it's
sales.
True. The
zero.
Yeah, but you know what? We'd get rid of Black Friday, and that would be a better day for humanity.
Okay, Black Friday, though, only exists.
Subjectively
in
speaking, I completely agree. This fucking retarded Black Friday.
I know.
But objectively, I think that Santa would not be able to live until 2014 because of the consumer. Like, the entire month of December would be zero sales because everybody would be like, no problem. I just write my list.
But
I'd be a good person this year.
You're forgetting that.
And I just write it down, and I'll get it.
But maybe people would be better, though, also.
Probably.
Because the whole naughty and nice thing. We'd have to, like, the elf on the shelf would
They'll
be
like,
real.
I want a house.
Nice.
And Christmas. I keep calling him Christmas for some reason.
Mr. Christmas.
And Mr. Christmas would be like, okay,
you
I'm going to give
good
you a
then,
house.
But you got to be good all year.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that, like, keep everyone's morals in check?
Yeah, I think it should exist.
Yeah, but everybody has a bitch day, though.
But that's okay. You can have a bitch day. You can have your
you
period.
You have some leeway. You just can't be a total asshole. That's all. Like, I mean, there's a difference between having a bad day and being a total asshole.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There is a difference. You can have your period. You're fine.
So, like, you have, like, there's, like, 7 on 28 days you're allowed to be an asshole.
Yeah.
For girls.
Yeah.
Guys don't have
guys have to deal with us for those 28, though, I mean, those 7 days. So they're allowed to be cranky.
Yeah. I think it'd be a better world.
But
I was actually thinking about it seriously, like, the week before. And I was what if Santa
existed? Interesting. Your
for
brain
real.
Goes there.
For real.
For real.
What happened there? Wait, that was a scratch or was that a like
I was
a...
trying to look at the thing at the same time out of scratch, so I did that.
That was weird.
I'm sorry, I distracted you.
Continue. I'm sorry. Alcohol apparently makes us zero tolerance to distractions.
And I keep on looking at my bruise in my frame.
That's an intense bruise, I have to say.
Isn't that pretty glorious?
I'm pretty clumsy, so I thought I've seen like all kings of bruises, but you might take the cake.
You did not see my knees. I'm going to show you the picture just because.
Go ahead.
And anyways, yeah.
What just happened there?
I don't know. I'm kind of curious.
After this podcast. Well, maybe not. So, you know, the guy, the 24-year-old.
Yes.
Texting me today.
Oh.
Just now. He's like,
I love you. Let's make sex.
What are you doing tonight?
She stuck out her tongue. That was gross.
Sorry. I like hit somebody.
He's like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, well, I'm recording a podcast right now. And after that, I have to like write an article, blah, blah, blah.
You have to write an article after this? Good luck.
Yeah, Jesus, I don't do much after we record this.
I gotta sleep.
I eat a lot of food and then I sleep. That's all I do.
No, but wait. And then he's like, I work until 10:30 at TVA. TVA. Oh.
TVA?
Yeah. He's like cameraman or whatever.
He
works on contracts. And then he's like, can I come by and drop a surprise?
Oh, like a
yes,
load?
Yes, you can.
No.
Unless it's your penis.
Yeah, like something like a load of like...
No, he has to get...
Of what, Brooke? Of what?
Can I drop a surprise? Who said, can I drop a surprise? This is like, there's only, two things in my head I think you can draw.
No, but that was fine. What is he gonna do? He's gonna show up at her door and shit and then leave?
Okay, shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Drop it. You were thinking you were masturbating.
Man, you guys are so retarded. I
was thinking about the shit. You were thinking about masturbating? That's weird.
Just imagine a load of like cum. What the fuck is that?
Those are my knees.
Is that what happened with your tights?
I thought that was your boobies.
That was with tight protection.
Which is nothing.
That was the first
thing. You have to be my mom. You take the cake of clumsiness. I thought my mom was the queen of clumsiness.
Oh, no. I'm really bad. There was a point where my ex-boyfriend. What?
You have a lot of photos on there. Oh, yeah. 1,400 photos? Oh, my God. Wow, that's impressive.
Well, we don't see your face in that, so you could post it on our drunken station. Yeah, I will.
That's some bruised up knees.
But there was a point with my ex-boyfriend that, you know, he'd seen me fall and, like, trip a million times. And during the last year of our relationship, there was one Christmas where I slid on the snow, and he was holding my hand, and he was just, like, picking me up with my hand. He was like, picked me up by the hand. He was like, Tabarnak, slow. I'm like, what the fuck?
He was like, so, it would always happen.
He didn't even think it was funny anymore. He was aggravated by it. It was like, holy fucking shit. Like, all I do is pick you up, you know? Some other guy just texted me.
Yeah, something's going on over here.
P.S. Good job on being fucking adorable.
Oh my God.
You are adorable.
I think
he's. Is that the 24-year-old?
No.
Again? Some other guy just texted me.
Sloan's so adorable. She can make out with lots of guys. And we don't really judge her because she's cute. Because she wears bows in her hair. So we're like, it's okay.
Because I switched my profile picture. I think this is just why this is happening.
Everyone thinks you're adorable.
Oh, boy. No, not everyone. You know, that's the thing. That's the sad part about everybody's life. The people you want to think that you're
adorable. Doesn't always think you're adorable.
Oh, they don't think you're adorable. And the people you don't give a shit about actually do. And you're like, fuck my life. I'm doing everything wrong to please the people I want to please.
I agree. I completely agree.
You only have to please yourself.
Oh, not right now.
Yeah. I mean,
not when you're on alcohol.
That's a whole other podcast.
People, if you're going to go out and drink during Christmas and you don't want to have a hangover, artichoke caps.
Ooh. No, really?
Is what you need. You take what? Four after drinking all your bullshit with a big glass of water next morning. Best day of your life.
What? Really?
Yeah. I've been doing this all December and I'm doing
it's working well. Marvelously. Where do we buy this? Plug. Where do
we like Jean Coutu and Femme Cri. Yeah.
Can I actually say something that's a little bit disappointing? When I was out that Saturday night when we drank $600 worth of wine, a couple of my friends got too drunk to drive home, so they called Nez Rouge, and the answer they got was that they aren't taking any more calls because they're too busy.
What?
Yeah. And they, I don't
that's
know
not
they,
okay at all.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually ever got through to Nez Rouge.
Okay, but you know what though? Mm. There's Points de Rouvet.
What's this?
It's the same thing, but you pay and they drive your car to wherever you want. There are two actually. There's Points de Rouvet and there's another one that I forget.
What's the price like? Like, is it reasonable?
I think the problem is that maybe because they weren't taking any more calls is because they stopped advertising for a second. Like a couple years ago, it was like all the big, like
everywhere.
It was everywhere. Right. Like, Nez Rouge. Now you don't hear about it anymore. Yeah. So people don't know to actually like volunteer for this
stuff. I was going to say, they work on volunteers. So if they get like three volunteers for the year, they have three volunteers for the year.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the problem. Maybe that's why they called and said, like,
Points de Rouvet pays people. So you might as well just do that and make sure they drive your car back and everything. So
how much is it? The price can be mentioned to you when calling for your initial and final destination. Okay, so I think it's time to go to a drunken station because we're pretty drunk right now.
We're pretty drunk.
I don't know about you guys.
Is there any Chardonnay left? Is there any Chardonnay left?
There's a little bit.
You can get some if you want.
You guys are both empty. I'm good. I'm ordering Chinese food when I get home. I'm fucking starving.
I might do the same.
Oh my gosh.
So Drunken Station.
Woo!
There you go. Fla, 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 fla.
What?
I don't know. So we only have one question, guys.
Oh,
thank God. Because we have no time.
time.
I don't even know what question we have.
That's exciting. Have one question, and yes, like Sloan said, thank God, because we literally have no time. We have we've been talking way too much.
We all decided to do this podcast.
I feel like eventually we're going to have to do this every Monday.
I think so too, and I'm okay with
that. But you have another podcast. That's the problem.
No, the problem is that I don't think we can make it every Monday. All the three of us? Every Monday?
Yeah.
I can make it. It's on my house. I don't give a shit.
To be completely honest, of all days of the week, Monday's the most doable for me.
I can make it every Monday.
Oh, we might change our podcast every Monday.
When I say so bad, it's really not that bad.
So guys, my surprise was not that exciting.
Yeah,
it's like
a surprise?
Parce que je dois dévoiler toute ma romance. Je pensais prendre mes clubs et boire une bière dans une autre pièce que la salle de bain avec mon chat.
All I heard from that was beer, bathroom, and cat.
That's a stupid surprise.
He wants his cigarettes, though. He forgot them over.
Oh, so tell him qu'ils vont être dans la boîte à mal.
Boîte à mal?
No. Hiccups all of a sudden.
Is mal a word? What are you
hiccuping
about?
This is fucking funny.
What's going on
over
here?
Hiccups.
What?
Like a real drunk person.
So how about we move on to the drunken station, ladies? Even though we've been talking for like 3.5 hours... And we only have one question.
Thank God.
I think we still...
So apparently we talk more than people listen to us.
Yeah. So we only have one question. It has nothing to do with Christmas at all. But it's an interesting...
It's a cute question.
So the person that submitted this question and I...
Has a Mrs.
Doll. Stop being mean to me.
You're just being mean to yourself.
You're right. I don't know how to speak English. This person who asked the question, and I talked about this already, and I answered him, but he still felt the need to ask this question.
Well, thank God. At least we got one question.
I know, right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Please tweet us. We feel like losers when no one tweets us.
I know.
Please.
I'm not going to say his name because it's from Facebook and it's his direct name. So let's just call him...
Jerry.
Jerry.
Okay. I like that, Jerry.
Jerry. Fine. It actually suits him very well. So he says, like we discussed at the year-end podcast, which is where we discussed it, I would love to hear what you guys think about whether women in general find Asian women less attractive than other women. So,
oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. No, so he wants to know, because basically he says, I have female friends who have no problem complimenting other good-looking women, but when it comes to Asians, they always say, I don't really find her attractive.
What?
As women...
I actually have a lot to say on that for some reason.
As women, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Is there a truth to this, or are my female friends just biased against women? About Asian women, sorry.
I have,
So you start. He already knows my answer, but you start.
Okay, Brooke, me? Yeah, okay.
You, Brooke.
I think that... In general, I actually think Asian women are absolutely beautiful.
I have to agree with this.
I completely agree.
Especially...
Okay. So...
Especially a woman that is like half Asian, half...
Something
anything
else.
Anything else.
Anything. Could be black, white, anything. I think like Asian
they're the best mixes.
But saying that and being completely honest, when I watch porn, I skip over the Asian ones. And I don't know why. You know what? Yes, they often don't.
No, I know why. Because they look like fucking teenagers all the time.
I enjoy bigger breasts. I think that might be it. They tend to be very small-breasted. But I think...
got a weird move.
I know, it's weird. But if I'm going to completely like separate beauty and sexuality, I think Asian women are absolutely drop-dead beautiful.
Okay.
And I have to agree. I agree. Several Asian friends that I work with. She is fucking drop-dead gorgeous. Like, luscious.
The hair is perfect.
Perfect.
The skin tone
and
the
skin.
Eyes.
And she's tiny and she's tight and she...
And
she just... No, but she has like...
Apparently that's a fact.
No. But not tight.
No, I
like
agree.
This.
I
apparently
agree.
It's
but
a fact,
she has... She's
it's
very,
like they never
like,
age.
She's lean and muscular-y, I guess.
Yeah,
but not... She's
bodies.
Not like...
Yeah. They never age. It's like,
yeah.
Just stay.
And true. She is gorgeous. And she went on a mm-hmm. date with a guy and she was like, yeah, I guess I wasn't that guy's type. And I'm like, how?
How
is that ever even possible? If there's no hope for you, there's definitely no hope for me. Like, I don't know. And she's like, no,
and
no,
that's
okay.
That's exactly what I told this guy when he asked me in person. He asked me that question and I said, personally, if I were to come back as anything at all, I would be Asian. Because I personally find them absolutely gorgeous.
They are.
They're perfect in every way. They have the perfect hair, perfect skin, perfect everything. I don't see how
unless
anybody...
you're like that one out of the odd that is like disgusting, but really.
But I do agree that sometimes when you speak to Asians, sometimes they'll come out as very, very shy.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes people won't like that. They'll like more outgoing personalities.
But if you're going for like Occidental...
accidental?
No. This like no
too.
Sorry, I translated little.
I kind of like that though. I want us to like create a word. What's
occidental? Non, mais tu sais, genre, si if you're going for Asians that like were born here, sont occidentaux, right. And they don't have that shy factor. They come out of their shell much more.
Yeah.
And they still have the amazing looks. The girls, fuck.
Stupid.
There's no way to provoke
Asian
competency.
Girls in rap videos are extremely hot.
But on rap videos or
yeah,
like Asian
girls
videos?
And like hip hop videos. They
they're badass.
Yeah.
They're badass.
Asian and badass.
Yeah. So, how do we call him? Jerry.
Jerry.
So, Jerry.
We like them Asian
we like
girls.
It.
Your friends
like
are weird.
Asian
your friends
girls.
Are
yeah.
weird.
Yeah,
that's
your friends are definitely weird. But what I told them, actually, when we were in person and we were talking about the subject, I told them, chances are maybe they're jealous because of the fact that Asians are so goddamn perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
They're so, like,
because,
feminine and petite
yeah.
And they have
Asian.
Everything. They're everything.
Tight punanis, apparently.
Tight punanis. But apparently that has to do because
Asian
men
have
small
penises.
It's like a puzzle. It
but that's
properly.
Why it fits together.
But, and that's
right.
why, like,
that's
yeah.
why
that makes
sense.
Some
that's
men why
with
I can't be with an Asian
like,
man.
Asian girls.
That makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad that you guys feel that way because that's what exactly
yeah.
what I told him. Mm. So, anyway.
It's funny how some weeks we don't agree on anything and some weeks we agree on
like,
everything.
Yeah, Asian women.
And for the record, none of us are Asians.
For the record.
Nor
lesbians, for that matter.
Right.
No. That was
what?
Weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I almost doubted
that was,
there for a second.
So that's
our episode, I think. Episode 4.
Yeah.
Five.
Outro.
4. If you guys have any subject or any opinions about what we just spoke about, which is a lot of shit.
For the love of God, tweet us.
Tweet us.
Seriously.
At allwhenaside.
We try to respond to every tweet we get, so tweet us.
Except we only got one tweet.
We didn't get any tweets this week. We only
yeah.
got one Facebook message.
Yeah.
But I think that's also because we weren't very active on Twitter.
No,
we definitely wasn't. We definitely wasn't.
We definitely wasn't.
So I was gone in Costa Rica for a week, and these people did nothing. So
we apparently did shit all of our lives while Charlie was away.
I'm so busy.
So listen, guys. If you are listening to this podcast and you have any opinions, like you spoke out loud, because I do that a lot when listening to podcasts, I speak out loud, trying to speak to the podcast, but they're not answering me. So if you did that, tweet us,
email
or
us.
Facebook us, or email us
is
at
email
hello.
Working?
Yes.
Okay.
At hello at allwhenaside.com. Send us any drunken tweets you might have or any
stories.
Drunken messages. Well, I can't speak at all.
Stories.
We spoke about Christmas parties this episode.
Amongst a million other subjects.
I know. Yeah.
Tweet
so
us.
Next episode, we will talk about New Year's resolutions, probably, how
yeah.
they're bullshit.
And what not to wear for your New Year's Eve party.
Oh, great. Because I want to know that. Because I'm going to a wedding. And so is Brooke. We're going to a wedding for 31st of December.
I don't have a say in what I'm wearing, though, because I'm a bridesmaid. So
and I'm partying with
me.
Irish boys. Yeah, you're in Ireland. So we'll figure it out. but tell us about your New Year's resolutions. Tell us about what we should do on New Year's. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just tell us anything.
And what you want to see in the podcast in the New Year. We can always reshape it for the New Year if we have to, right?
Not really.
Reshape it? This is like the best fucking formula.
Our podcast is awesome! With our one Facebook comment.
Do remember to always drink before you text us.
I like that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Let's just all get drunk together, okay?
Let's just all get drunk together.
I like that too.
Let's get drunk, Montreal.
Have a wonderful Christmas. We will not speak to you before then. So
no. We'll talk to you before the New Year's.
Yeah.
If ever you do have drama between your family, that sucks, but please tell us about it.
Yeah, because we love drama.
We love drama.
When it doesn't imply us.
That's right.
Right.
We kind of like it when it does, though.
Nah, no, not really. I've had drama in my life. I don't need action.
Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. This episode was all over the place, but we got it.
I bet it's going to be fun, though.
Yeah. There was a lot of good stuff in there.
It was real drunk.
But I don't feel like we got out of hand.